Could everyone hear? Today, a special benediction has come upon us. A family of very pure, genuine Brijbasis have prepared prasad for all of us. You may find that hard to believe. We are not the ordinary type of house guests. I have personally known these people for 31 years now. It's a small house with a small family, but from early morning to late night, there's always kirtan in their house. They have kirtan going throughout the whole day. And they love to feed Vaishnavas prasad. Brijbasi prasad. They have their own land and their own cows. Not very much, but some. They grow wheat. They have grinders where they grind the wheat. It's Brijbasi wheat grown in the soil of Brijbhumi and grinded by the stones of Vrindavan and cooked with the ghee of the cows born in Vrindavan, eating the grass of Vrindavan. Cooked by the hands of Brijbasis. But at one time they had this very small house, still quite small, but one of the devotees of the family just preaches Srimad Bhagavatam, and with some of the donations that were received, they created a nice kitchen where they can cook for so many people. In fact, this family and their guru who lives on that mountain, Man Mandir, where we'll be going this evening, right now they're on a Braj Mandala Parikram. I believe they walk the whole Brijbhumi 40 days. And they have 3,000 Brijbasis walking with them. And this family cooks every day for all 3,000 Brijbasis. And wherever they are in Brijbhumi, they send it by jeeps to them. When they heard we were coming to Barasana, we have other Brijbasi cooks, but they're catering Brijbasi cooks that has been sending us prasad every day. So we have our own, but they insisted, no, we will cook for you. I said, no, it's too much trouble. He said, no, we love to cook for all of you. He said, but there's 1,100 of us. They said, no problem. We're already cooking for 3,000. Whether it's 3,000 or 4,000, it doesn't make much difference. Family. And they make rotis. Braj rotis. Braj rotis are very famous. A very coarse, natural whole wheat flour that is ground on with stones. and amongst sadhus all over India, the greatest opulence is a braj roti. That is sacred. So you will have home-cooked Brajabasi Prasad today. But they said it was late 1 hour. So this makes it even more authentic Brajabasi Prasad. This is a very, very holy place. When we came out of Sriji Mandir, we went to Sri Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir. Somehow I have to speak until the prasad's ready. Unless, or should we all take rest for an hour? Should we take that?
You're saying no, but I think yes.
He says we should take rest. Usually when I speak, everyone takes rest anyway.
No.
We went to Radha Kushal Bihari Mandir, also called the Jaipur Mandir. And then that temple we passed and saw the deities, that is Radha Dan Bihari, because that is the mountain called where Krishna taxes gopis. Somehow we'll try to organize, to go to various places in this very sacred area. We'll try to go to a place called Sankarikur, which is just a few minutes' walk this way. It is two mountains that come together, which create a very narrow pathway. That is one of the very favorite places where Krishna and the Gopas would perform their Dankeli Leela. They would dress as tax collectors with sticks, and they would block the passageway. And when Srimati Radharani and her sakis, gopis of Barasana, when they would hear that, they would become very excited. Krishna's there as a tax collector. So they would get nice butter, ghee, yogurt, and put them in clay pots, sometimes silver pots, and place them on heads, and tell their parents that there is a yajna going on with Brahmins. We are going to take... Yes, you go. So when they would come, Krishna would block them and say that we are proprietors of this land. You must pay tax. And what is the tax? Your butter, yogurt, and ghee. So there would be a transcendental argument of love. And there are even places there where Lord Sri Krishna would push the clay pots off their head and it would break on the rocks. And then the gopas would take that butter that they would steal and yogurt and take it into just a forest here. It's a place called Biharkund and Dohanikund. And there, there's many kadamba trees. They would use the leaves of those kadamba trees as cups, and they would eat the revenue in the form of dahi very nicely in that area. Dohanikund is also the place where the cows of Brajbhumi would be milked in this area. Very, very sacred place. So one time, gopis, they, many, many of them, they hid. and Krishna and Gopas were walking, and they secretly went behind them and tied their sikas and hair to the stones, and then they couldn't move. So Gopi said, "Now you must pay us tax." But it was inappropriate for ladies, at least at that time in history. It was inappropriate for ladies to take role of tax collectors and black men and say, "Give me tax." So in order to accommodate this lila, Krishna became Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani assumed the form of Krishna. And all the gopis became gopis, and gopis became gopas. And at that place that we were just now and saw those deities, that's where Radharani and gopis in the form of Krishna and gopas taxed Krishna in the form of Radharani. And gopas is gopis. Pujari many years ago told me that the mood in which he worships those deities, and he said it was actually the mood in which the deities were originally installed, is the deity of Krishna is Radharani in the form of Krishna, and the deity of Srimati Radharani is Krishna in the guise of Radharani to perform that lila in that place. From there we walk through that very, very charming pathway. Did all of you enjoy that walk? This is the forest of Gabarvan, one of the most beautiful, natural, charming forests in all of Brajbhumi. It is a place of infinite pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. In Vrindavan, each tree is kalpa vriksha, wish-fulfilling trees. In Gabarvan, we can feel a sense of what Vrindavan appeared to be to the vision at the time of the six Goswamis. This area is Gabarvan, and this village is called Chiksholi. It is the birthplace of Chitrasakhi, one of the eight Sakis of Srimati Radharani. This body of water is called Krishna Kund by people all over the world, but the Vrijabasis here call it Radha Srovar. Obviously they are partial to Srimati Radharani in this place. And if you meet those Vrijabasis who really manifest that natural, selfless service attitude, they were just born and raised here, just to have that faith and experience that Srimati Radharani is their neighbor. She's living here with them, and she's the ultimate object of their worship, their love, their everything. They are brought up in this sweet spirit of devotion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jagadananda Pandit, when he was coming to Vrindavan, he said, "You should not stay very long, and you should always remain in the association of a very advanced devotee like Sanatana Goswami. Because if you mix very freely with the Vrijabasis, you may make offense. Because you cannot imitate and you cannot really understand their natural mood of love. Sometimes they chastise Radha and Krishna. But it's love. For them, Radharani is just the ultimate village girl of Barsana, who they live for. This Brijabasi family, one time we brought about 400 devotees here, and they cooked for everybody in 2 hours' notice. And when devotees tried to give them donations, they would not accept. They said, no, we are doing this out of love. We will not accept any donation. Does that sound familiar here in Vrindavan? Devotees were begging, please. They said, no, we cannot accept. So ultimately, we had to take the donation and hide it under the deities' dress so that the next day when they dress the deities, they will find it. And we'll already be gone, so they cannot give it back to us. This is the natural selfless mood of the Brijabasis. So we must be very careful. When I was living in Vrindavan in 1971, Srila Prabhupada came for about 10 days or so with 30 or 40 devotees, and he was warning them very sincerely, do not make any offenses to anyone, especially the residents of Vrindavan. Even if they try to cheat you, don't make offenses to them, because we cannot understand who they are. This Krishna Kund is a very favorite place for the pastimes here of Radha Krishna in Barsana. Personal bathing place of Srimati Radharani and her friends. Just on the hill behind where we are sitting is a very celebrated place of pastime, Morkuti. That is the place that Radha and Krishna dance as peacocks. Where this beautiful temple is on the mountain, that is called Man Mandir. One day Sri Radharani appeared angry upon Krishna. Man means anger. She wouldn't even talk. Silence. Why was she angry? Only because she knew Krishna liked her like that. It increased Krishna's happiness. So she would sit on that place and she would not speak to Krishna. So Krishna was asking her, please say something, chastise me, something, speak. She would not speak. That's most difficult. If somebody's angry and they chastise you, there's some concession that at least they acknowledge my existence. But when they will not look at you, will not speak to you, will not even very painful to the heart. So there were millions of pastimes in which Krishna would somehow or other attract Radharani to give up her anger. On one occasion, on this hill, just across from Mangar, Krishna appeared as a peacock and was dancing so beautifully, so uniquely. No peacock could dance like Krishna when he's a peacock. So Radharani understood this is Krishna. And when she saw him dancing as a peacock only for her, she began to smile and laugh. And she forgot all about her anger. And she wanted to dance with Krishna. So she assumed as a peahen. And Radha and Krishna danced together as two peacocks. Now, in that temple there is a painting of that lila. The story of that painting is very interesting. Many years ago, there was a blind man who was living here. And he actually dedicated his life that he wanted to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a way that he would someday be qualified to see that lila. So he spent many, many years just performing austerities, chanting all day long and praying here in Barasana. So Srimati Radharani appeared to him and told him that I will show you the lila of the peacocks dancing. But what wealth you get, you should share with the world. You should paint what you see. But I am blind. How can I paint? And this was long ago. There was no marketplace. Actually, this town of Barasana, where there is stores, is quite new. At the time of the six Goswamis, Nandagaon was a small town. But here, Vrishabhanupur or Barasana, it was just a dense forest. There was no shops, nothing. Just some sages and a few Brijabasis living very simple in the forest. So where will he get paint? Where will he get paintbrush? Where will he get canvas? He has no money, he can't see. But he will, the monkeys like this story. By the way, while you're taking this nice Brijavasi prasad, you should be informed that monkeys are very spontaneously attracted to Brijavasi prasad. So, do be careful. So, Sri Radharani said, "You don't worry. You just try." Krishna tells in Gita, "If you surrender to me, I will preserve what you have and I will carry what you lack." We also pray, "Mukam karoti vachalam bhangum langayate girim yat kripatam aham bande sri gurum dinataranam." By the mercy of Guru, which is the mercy of Radha Krishna, even a lame man can cross mountains. Even a dumb man can speak eloquent poetry. And even a blind man can see the farthest stars in the sky. You just depend on me. So he began just going and just moving his hands in the ground, and he got herbs and he made it into paints. And then he found found little brushes, different types of shrubs that he made into brushes. And then he somehow or other took from the trees and made it into canvas. And everything was ready. And then he actually, even though he was blind, he was able to see the eternal pastime of Radha and Krishna dancing together as peacocks. And he painted. And that painting is still there today. after prasad, devotees could go to Morkuti. The Vrijabasis have just sent a note. Prasad is ready. I think some of you must have been desperately praying to Sri Radharani that we have heard enough from this Radhanath. So you are liberated. But after prasad, devotees, actually the prasad, because there's not a big enough place to serve like we usually do, there'll be lines, and devotees can go in those lines, so as many lines as we can make, and then you just take your prasad anywhere you like and sit with your dear friends and take prasad to your full satisfaction. And when prasad is complete, then for the next hour or so, if you like, you can go to sleep in the nice forests of Bhadrasana, or if you like, you can go up to Morkuti. We'll have a devotee who shows you the way. There's steps right close to where the prasad will be served out. It's a steep hill, so if you're old or you have heart problems, please be careful. Others can go to Sankarikor. We'll have a devotee taking devotees who want to that place. Others can go to Dohanikund, Biharkund. If you like, you can go to all those places. And then we'll meet back here about 1 hour after prasad. And then together we will all go to Man Mandir, where we will have... Actually, what happens up there, even I do not know. But hopefully we will have a very wonderful experience together. Whenever we're here, I tell one prasad story. Shall I tell? I was told this by the local villagers when I was living here about 31 years ago. At Morkuti, just under the temple, there used to be a cave. There still kind of is one now. This was about 3 generations back. And there was a very, very great devotee who was living in the temple. And in the cave below him lived a lion. Wild lion. Because in this forest, there was many wild animals up until recently. Even when I was living here, we would sometimes see leopards roaming around in these hills. Very well. So this lion, just by living close to this devotee who was constantly chanting the holy names, his heart became transformed. When that Brahmin challenged Haridas Thakur, "Why are you chanting these names loudly? According to the scriptures, these mantras are secret. They must be chanted silently, and only persons born in Brahmin families are allowed to chant these mantras." So Haridas Thakur began to quote from so many scriptures, explaining how loudly chanting the holy names is 100 times more powerful than soft chanting. The reason is, when you chant loudly, so many living beings who come in contact with the holy name are purified. Even the trees and the insects, the animals. So this is a practical example of this truth. This lion, just from many years of hearing this great sadhu saint chanting the holy names, he decided to become a brahmachari. He was Brahmachari Lion. And he actually accepted this man as his guru. And he would always be thinking of Krishna, remembering the holy name of Krishna. And as a disciple, he would do Madhukari for his Guru Maharaj. His Guru Maharaj would put a bag around his neck, rope around his neck with a bag at the end. And he would go to the houses of the local Brijabasis. These houses right here. Of course, these houses weren't here, but the houses that were here at that time. And Brijabasis would hear somebody knock on the door. And they'd come and they'd see a lion standing. Now, obviously, this is a very fearful situation. But the lion was so humble, he would bow down to the feet of Brijabasis. And he had a little bag, and he couldn't talk their language. But the bag was written on it, Madhukari. So the Brijabasis would put a roti in his bag. Arivo. Roti means bread. He would put roti in bag, and he would never eat it. He would just go door to door and door collecting rotis. He would bring it back up to the hill and present the bag to his Guru Maharaj. And after his Guru Maharaj ate prasad, the only thing that lion would eat, he wouldn't be killing deers. He wouldn't be killing rabbits. He was a strict vegetarian. The only thing he would eat was the remnants of his Guru Maharaj. His Guru Maharaj would give him the rotis and he would eat nicely. Arivo. By Prabhupada's mercy, actually we were all animals. But by his mercy, even today we will get the Brijabasis rotis. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Is there someone here who will guide the devotees where to go and what to do? Vishwarup Prabhu. Vishwarup Prabhu is the resident Bombay Brijabasi. Very well, Vishwarup Prabhu, you will be our guide. Can you raise your arm so everyone sees who you are? Vishwarup is now giving his special darshan. Very rare darshan. Do that again, please. Okay. Stick. Thank you very much.
Thank you.